From theunts.com, this is the Unts Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunts.com. Hello and welcome to the Unts Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. This is the second half of a special two-part episode with Alex Botwin, better known as Alex B. From his time with seminal Livetronica act Numa Trio to his groundbreaking productions as beat scene pioneer Alex B., Botwin has been at the forefront of a lot of musical movements. His latest project is Paper Diamond, in addition to the recently founded Pretty Lights music label and a figurehead in melodic bass. Yesterday on the show, we talked a lot about Alex B.'s sound. Today we discuss his own label, designing clothing firm Elman Oak, his collaborations with other Boulder musicians, and his various upcoming projects. Today's show is brought to you by Sonic Bloom Festival, taking place June 24th through the 26th at the beautiful Shadows Ranch in Georgetown, Colorado. It goes without saying that this is one of the most cutting-edge electronic music festivals in the country, if not the world. Stars are broken here. You can see the full lineup, which includes Tipper, Yodo, Zilla, Vibe Squad, Marty Party, David Starfire, Antenna, and more at sonicbloomfestival.com. At the Sonic Bloom pre-party in New York, one of the performers was Derek Van Scoten, also known as DVS. If you don't know about him, you soon will. He's an amazing guitarist, mandolin player, and producer, and makes these incredibly soulful, emotional, chill, and vibrant tracks. Check out the opening cut, Sundial, from his Coming Up for Air EP, which is being completed in stages throughout the year. Sundial from DVS. Let's get to the interview with Paper Diamond. Let's maybe talk about some of the more administrative parts of the business. Tell me about joining Derek on Pretty Lights Music. What made you want to get on board with his brand new label?
Well, I've known Derek for a while. Like, he used to play shows. His old band used to open for us for Numa back in the day, like at the Fox Theater and stuff. And then we did a bunch of shows in the Southeast together. Numa, when we were doing like a PA set, which was just Lane and I, and Derek was there. So, you know, we had traveled a bit, and I saw what he was doing, and I thought that, you know, with us being in Colorado, and, you know, we played shows together back in the day where it was like me versus Derek during a show. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was like some Red Rocks after show thing, but it was like we were both on stage at the same time, sharing the stage, playing, you know, trading back track. And so when I realized that I wanted to start this new project, I went to him and I was like, you know, I'm interested in doing it with you just because he's somebody that I could go and actually talk to about the stuff. Like the thing for me with the record label is I really want to have someone that isn't just like not paying attention and just putting out the records and not really caring, you know, and he's somebody that actually took the time to like listen to every song with me and like talk about the stuff and talk about ideas for the future, you know what I mean?
Not a label exec, but a musician.
Right, it's like somebody that, you know, is really hands-on with it. And so I saw that like starting, like his interest in doing that, and I... You know, it made sense to me. He lives in Colorado. I live in Colorado, you know. So, yeah, so it's been really cool. I mean, he's been nothing but good to me, and it's great to see what he's doing. So I'm nothing but grateful as far as that stuff goes, and I'm excited to put out some more EPs. I just, you know, we've been talking about a new single and a new EP coming out soon, which is what I'm working on now, and the art. I'm getting the same artist who did the Levitate artwork. His name is, he's a designer, illustrator out of New York called Nook, N-O-O-K. And
just an amazing cover, by the way. Just very intricate and, you know, visually appealing.
Thank you. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, all of his artwork is so amazing. I'm blown away if you go and look him up and see the rest of the stuff that he's doing. I love all of his artwork. It's crazy. And, so it's interesting because when I hit him up, he had already heard of the Alex B stuff, and he was a fan. So it's like I was a huge fan of him, and he was a fan of me. So I was like, wow, well, let's just. I thought for a futuristic look for like to create this like outward space crazy looking stuff. Like
it's got depth and texture to it, certainly.
Right, and so you know, I was like, I want him to do all of this. So I was like, I want you to help me create the look for Paper Diamond. And I had, you know, it's been cool because I do design work, actually, and do a lot of branding and identity stuff for different people.
But yeah, yeah.
For this, I reached out and had another designer do all that type stuff. And so it's cool. His name's Lifter Baron. And it's cool to be able to reach out to these designers and illustrators that I respect and have them be as excited as I am about the project.
A little snippet from Alex B's Brain Food mix for Fly Low's Brain Feeder label. The talk of the scene right now is an 18-year-old producer from North Carolina, Porter Robinson, who's broken huge in the world of electro house. He's about to go on tour with Skrillex and will be on the UNS podcast in a couple of weeks. Here's Say My Name. With Say My Name. Let's get back to Alex B. You've got your own label yourself. You mentioned earlier, Elm and Oak. What is your role? Do you actually function as a label head? Do you sit down with a pile of paperwork and go through this and that and, you know, read reports from A&R people? And just tell me what your role is, how you run your own label.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, Elman Oak is actually more than a label. We now have an art gallery design firm boutique, basically, on Pearl Street in Boulder, Colorado.
You got a real place. You're legitimate.
Yeah, it's directly across from the Boulder Theater. It's like right in the heart of the main walking area in Boulder, Colorado. And okay. So we've been having events in there, like Gaslamp Killer just played in there. And we have great sound, and you know, we have all the clothing that we design. Everything in there is Elman Oak brand. And then there's our offices that are in the back. So when I'm not at home working in the studio, then I just go in there and work with my team of people that are working on this stuff all the time. So, you know, we're managing bands and doing record, like releasing records. And yeah, I'm a very hands-on type guy. I definitely sit down with all the other artists and make sure that everyone's getting what they want and that we're moving in a proper direction. And, you know, a lot of the stuff is we've been gearing up to release. Like, we're about to announce a whole bunch of artists that we've been working on for quite some time. I you know, each artist is different individually, but there's a lot of people that we're about to start putting out, and a lot of music that we believe in. So it's cool to have that space not only, but I have a team of people helping me with all of this stuff, and I'm definitely in there making sure I'm on top of every call and making sure that, you know, I handle a lot of the business stuff too, but it's important to delegate and make sure that you can pass off some of the work to other people.
Absolutely, because, I mean, Two Freshes Airmail came out when you were still on the road.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I was working on that record from the road every day, and it's just like, it's crazy because really right now, you know, we all get up really early. We treat it like, you know, all the people at Elman Oak come in there at a certain time every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're very serious about this whole thing. And so for me, it's definitely a juggling act because, you know, I want the best for all of these artists, and I definitely, you know, make strides. You know, I go above and beyond to help these people. Like, for example, for the Two Fresh record, like, Elman Oak did the photography for them. We helped create the record cover. You know what I'm saying? Like, and all that stuff, we just did it, like, because those are my friends. And
yeah.
So with all of that stuff, it's a lot to take on, but right now it's a good balance, and I've got great people helping me, and we have a ton of cool stuff coming up, be it shows. The fall line of clothing just came out on elmedoak.com, or you can get it in the store. Spring line, I'm sorry. We're working actively on the fall line, just all kinds of stuff. And then, you know, these people all help with the Paper Diamond stuff. They all help with these other artists, and it's everyone's just in it to win it, you know?
And this seems to fall right in line with your personality and your background, you nurturing these artists and helping them out in so many ways. I was talking with Dom of Big Gigantic a couple of weeks ago now, and he's telling me you pretty much shepherded him along in his first forays into beat making. Have you done that for a lot of your musical colleagues, especially in that tight-knit Boulder community? I imagine, you know, people are always coming to you like, help me with this track, or, you know, I need a hook here, or do my artwork.
Yeah, well, I mean, sure. A lot of people come to me for stuff, and I definitely am open to help people, because I think that really the only way to – I look at it as if you help people, then those people are going to help you. And just like, you know, it's like for me and Dominic, like Dominic was just my homie. And I knew he wanted to start doing this shit, and he's a Berklee graduate, you know, I mean, he is a beast musician.
Absolutely.
So for me, I was just like, I showed him everything, you know what I mean? Like, I had been already doing it for 5 years, and like, so like, I pretty much just like showed him everything I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And he took that, and he's able to make amazing music with it because of that, you know, on the computer. And then I actually mixed and mastered the first two records.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So with all of that, it's like but then he's my homie and we're making tracks. So it's helping me develop as well. You know what I mean? So I have to attribute that to him because it's just, him and I have a lot of music together as well. And, so it's nice to be able to have a homie that's in town that like is on the same page with you, you know?
And there's so many of you big name artists coming out of that Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins triangle. Just like LA has its beat scene and the Bay Area is the ostensible epicenter of the whole West Coast bass movement, is there a cohesive sound coming out of your region? I want to be known as the guy who coined the term mountain music. I'm trying to push it, but I don't know if it's catching.
I don't know about mountain music, but I definitely think that, I mean, it's about a lot of people help each other out and like care, you know what I'm saying? And come to each other's shows and come kick it. It's like we were sitting at the table last night, you know, and it's just, you look around and all these people that are at the table are like doing crazy shit. Like, you know, Bass Nectar's lighting guy is showing me his new rig for Bass Nectar tour. And I'm just like, wow, that is the most insane shit I've ever seen. You know what I mean?
I'm sure.
Like, and then Dom, you know what I mean? It's just like you look around and everyone is doing some really dope shit. And it's just, it's good to see. And I don't really know why it's like that, but I feel like people just gravitate towards that. And that's one of the reasons why I moved out here is just I see, you know, the way that Dom and I look at music and working, it's like, although like when he was in school for Berkeley, he was like, everyone just only works on music. Like they don't, that's all they care about. You know what I mean? So for years, it's like Dominic and I both, and he puts in the time too. Like we work every single day on music. Like you get up and you work on it. And so it's nice to be around people that have that same drive. And I feel like that's why so many artists are coming out of here is because you see people with drive like that. And it just makes you want to work harder. Everyone around here is working. Like people are like, everyone's doing their thing out here, right? And that's one of the reasons why I like it, is because people are going out and doing creative shit.
Drifting from Big Gigantic's A Place Behind the Moon, which Alex B. mixed and mastered. He was recently tapped by Disney to do a remix for the latest Pirates of the Caribbean movie featuring music from Hans Zimmer and Rodrigo y Gabriela. Let's take a listen. We'll be right back. Alex B's remix from the Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides soundtrack. I asked Mr. Botwin about the high-profile project.
With the Disney thing, it was crazy because they hit me up to do that, and they were like, we'll send you the parts to the track. You know, we want you to remix this, and we'll send it to you tomorrow. And then we need it to be turned in the day after that. And it was pretty much like I was on tour flying every single day. Like in April, I pretty much flew almost every single day besides just a few days when I was touring with Bass Nectar and Pretty Lights and just flying all over the place. So the day that they hit me up, I happened to actually have the night off. It was like my one day off.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to my hotel and I took the parts and I worked on it all night in my hotel. And then I rented a studio in Pittsburgh the next morning and went and mixed and mastered the track the following morning and then turned it in at like noon the next day. You know what I mean?
Do you know how they found you? Do you know what sort of hipped them to your sound?
Just Pretty Lights music, you know. I mean, it's definitely great because Derek and everybody has been making strides to do cool stuff like that, like getting Pretty Lights music to contribute to the new Graffiti Fine Art documentary that's about to come out. You can find all this stuff on paper-diamond.com or on facebook.com/paperdiamond or Twitter, the same thing. But yeah, so there's this, it's been cool to do stuff like that and go outside the realm of just normal production stuff and just putting out records and being able to do stuff for films.
And that's huge for you and huge for not only the label, but also your sound as a whole, hipping a whole new set that may not have a sort of entrance into this sort of music, giving them a shot to see what it is you guys do. And the remix sounds great. And
thanks.
We're watching, you know, Pretty Lights branch out the whole label as this sort of, you know, multi-headed hydra moving in all directions, film and in addition to music. So it's interesting to watch.
So, yeah, I agree. Well, I appreciate that.
Jared Levy's Graffiti Fine Art documentary looks amazing. Pretty Lights music is scoring the entire film, which includes music from Michael Mennert and Paper Diamond. Let's listen to the track Derek Vincent Smith attached to the project's trailer. Hustle from Pretty Lights Glowing in the Darkest Night EP. That track is featured on the Graffiti Fine Art trailer. Make sure to check that out. Let's finish up with Alex B. So I guess we got to talk about your ridiculous summer schedule. You're flying this way and that, playing all sorts of huge, high-profile gigs. The big date at the end of June that's looking pretty wild is Regeneration. STS9, Bass Nectar, The Glitch Mob, your buddies in Big Gigantic. This is going to be a special event, and Hornings Hideout is such an intimate and beautiful locale for, you know, it's going to be a really boisterous gathering.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for that, and it's crazy with all the festivals coming up. There's so many that I'm excited about. I mean, to name a few, the Camp Bisco is going to be great. Electric Forest is going to be insane. Global Dance Festival at Red Rocks. North Coast Music Festival, I'm going to play Jam Cruise 10 in Jamaica and Haiti. And it's just, I'm very grateful to be able to do all this stuff. And I'm working hard for it. And I'm going to make sure that all these shows are unique and special. And so, yeah, as far as as far as regen goes, I'm definitely excited to come out there, and I know a bunch of my friends are going to come out there, and we're just going to kick it and get to see some of the other artists that are playing the festival. And
I imagine lots of guest spots for you.
I think some of the Elm & Oak crew is definitely coming out there for that.
For sure. Are you going to go back to the studio after this summer craziness is over? Are you just going to take a vacation and lock yourself up and say, leave me alone until you can finally, you know, catch up on all the work you want to get done? I imagine it's got to be sort of distracting when you're trying to finish up a tune, but you got to go catch a flight to, you know, New York or something. Do you have plans for just becoming a hermit and locking yourself up?
Yeah, I mean, I'm making strides to have people work in the store as well, too. I have a partner, Burke, who's a DJ as well. He goes by Raw Russ, and he's really been taking care of a lot of stuff while I'm gone. But I find time to make music consistently. I'm about halfway through the new EP. I'm not really interested in taking breaks right now. Just being at home and being in the studio is a break for me. And so I went on vacation right before my first Paper Diamond shows, you know, mm-hmm. And because it was a kind of a transitional period during that time period. So now I'm ready to just go. And there's plans for the fall, like we're going to be touring really hard and just a lot of cool stuff that we're already in planning that we, you know, that are coming out soon.
That's fantastic. We hope you don't tire yourself out. You got to get a little bit of rest in there somewhere.
Yeah. As soon as it's needed, I'll take it. But I got a lot of great people helping me, so it makes it easy and fun to do what I'm doing.
That's great. Alex Botwin, Alex B., Paper Diamond, thanks so much for being on the Yuns podcast.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Take Your Time from Paper Diamond's Levitate EP. We're going to close out with some more of that Brain Food mix, which you can download from alexbeats.com. Do yourself a favor and grab it. It's filthy. That's going to do it for the Yuns podcast interview with Alex B. Special thanks go to Keith LeWinter with Autonomous Music and, of course, my guest, Alex Botwin. You can catch Paper Diamond at the Bounce Festival, Regeneration, Electric Forest, Camp Bisco 10, Global Dance Festival, the Royal Family Fair, and a ton more dates. Stay posted by visiting theunce.com/paperdiamond. Coming up in the next couple of weeks on the Yuns podcast, we'll have Zugma, Porter Robinson, and some special guests from Regeneration Festival. Let me know who you'd like to hear on the program by hitting up at the Yuns podcast, all one word, on Twitter. Real quick on the contest tip, we're giving away festival passes for North Coast, Liberate Music and Yoga Festival, Camp Barefoot, Resurgence, Recreation, and Underground Sound 7 in Cave-In Rock, Illinois. You can win tickets for Schism and Prophet Massive in St. Louis, as well as tickets for the Glitch Mob. You also have a chance to win a 12-inch single from the LA Noir Remixed EP, and there's many more contests going on than even that. To enter to win any of these prizes, simply go to theunce.com/contests. Please visit theunce.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review, tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, you'd like to be a guest on the UNS podcast, or you'd like to sponsor an episode, contact me at anand@theunce.com. That's A-N-A-N-D @theunce.com. Catch you next week.